Good day once again, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for rejoining us on today's segment of Christian Conservative Radio. Your hosts, once again, ladies and gentlemen, Pastor Bob Peterson and myself, Spokane City Councilman Mike Fagan. How are you getting along today, Pastor Bob?
I'm doing great, Mike.
Well, that is good, because I'll tell you, we got a few really, really important things to be discussing here today. And, you know, as well, ladies and gentlemen, things are really heating up over there in the Middle East. We're talking about Israel. We are going to be touching base on Israel here in just a couple of seconds. But once again, welcome to today's segment of Christian Conservative Radio. We are heard here every Saturday on 106.5 FM, as well as five other affiliate stations. We are broadcast all over the Inland Northwest here, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll tell you something. We just, this last Tuesday, had our Washington primary, and we're going to dive into that here in just a short bit. Before we go there, a little bit of housekeeping, though. Once again, folks, this show is all about motivating and inspiring fellow Christians and others out there to get up out of your chair while you still have the ability to do so. Get your hands dirty, and I mean specifically, get re-engaged in your local community. Get re-engaged in the political process, ladies and gentlemen. There just is not enough Christians participating right now, and we all have to get involved. That's the bottom line. Folks, you got to log on to www.rallyright.org. Again, rallyright.org. That is a clearinghouse. It's got a lot of information, resources, as well as podcasts from previous broadcasts of Christian Conservative Radio that you all can access for free. We're hoping that you're going to utilize this information here to try and identify and develop local Christian conservative leaders there in your own geographic areas. You folks can give us a call at 208-987-0005. Again, 208-987-0005.
Hey, Mike, it's always good to point out to people we've got two mission statements here, one for the radio show and for Christian conservative leadership. And that is on the Christian conservative radio to bring together and empower like-minded Christians who will be active in safeguarding our freedom and way of life in our cities, counties, states, and country. These like-minded Christians will unite under the auspices of the Holy Bible, prayer, and fellowship in the Christian Conservative Creed. Now, you know, with Rally Right, we have a different mission statement there, and we've been going on this for 5.5 years. It's a little different, but it kind of goes along the same. And our purpose is to unite, support, and train Americans who believe in rebuilding the strength of the Republican Party by returning it to its unwavering faith in conservative values so wisely established under God by the founding fathers and so eloquently espoused in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Now, we believe in Jesus Christ as our first place in life here and all the things that we do. So we have kind of an arm there of Rally Right, but then the Christian Conservative Leadership and Radio, they're so important to put these together. And it's important today that Christians get out there and be active and do the things that are necessary in voting, running for office, or helping those who run for office. And so we've been in Idaho. We made changes here in May. It was the biggest sweep in 30 years in Kootenai County and in most of the panhandle of Idaho for Christian conservatives. And I thank the Lord for what's going on. Now we've got a battle going on over here in Spokane, don't we, Mike?
Oh, absolutely. And yes, we're definitely going to be touching base on some of those election results, especially with regard to the Christian conservative leaders that Pastor Bob and I have served up to you that you have heard from over the last 3 to 4 weeks. But before we go there, you know, again, this goes hand in hand with our mission statement, either Rally Right or Christian Conservative Radio. Now, what we've also done is we've come up with some Christian Conservative Creed. This creed consists of various values and principles that all Christians can rally around. And we believe in the following: the triune of God, the Father, His only Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Freedom, the Constitution, states' rights, justice, individual rights, the right to life, marriage between one man and one woman, personal responsibility, national security, fiscal responsibility, and finally, yet this should probably go number two in the creed here, Pastor Bob, support for Israel. Because I'll tell you something, folks, the media is not putting out the truth with regard to Israel at this point in time.
Well, you know, it's so important on Israel, Mike, and in the scripture in Ezekiel chapter 37, 38, and 39, if you get a chance to read those three chapters, it's prophecies of how Israel would be dissolved. It would be a nation, be dissolved as a nation, and then come back in the last days as a nation again. And in Ezekiel chapter 38, right now, what you're facing in the world right now is they're declaring for the obliteration of Israel. You know, and why is this? You know, Jesus was a Jew. They were God's chosen people. And I don't like it today in the church what I'm hearing right now, because a lot of churches and a lot of all across the United States, they're talking about the replacement theology, which means that we, the Christians, are the new Jews, and that these Jews don't count anymore, and all those people over there in Israel are not real Jews. This is so ridiculous. I don't know what got this going, and so many big churches are into it, but I'm going to tell you, God's not through with his people, even if they're away from him now. There's only a small percentage that even believe in God over there, but God tells you in the Bible that they're going to be away from him. Then they're going to come back. He's going to bring them into the land, and it says in chapter 38, "Now the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face against Gog and the land of Magog, and the prince of Rosh and Meshach and Tubal, and prophesy against them." I mean, these nations are Russia and Moscow, and they say, "Thus says the Lord God, behold, I am against you, O Gog, prince of Rosh, Meshach, and Tubal." And then it goes on in verse 8, "After many days you will be visited. In the latter years you will come into the land, and those brought back from the sword and gathered from many people in mountains of Israel." So it's talking about the people of Israel coming back, but it's going to talk about which have long been desolate. They were brought out of the nations, and now they will dwell. So all the since 1948, Jews have been coming from all over the world to Israel, and now almost half of them all live in Israel again now. Half of them are almost in the United States, and a small part scattered throughout the world. And so the prophecies are being fulfilled right before you right now, and how important it is, Mike.
Oh, absolutely. I'll tell you. And, you know, folks, I strongly encourage you any which way that you possibly can, either through the internet, through the newspaper, through searching out TV news, you folks have got to get on board with Support for Israel, because it's like I said, media is not basically depicting what is truly going on over there between Israel and Hamas. And boy, I'll tell you, Pastor Bob, you know, the media is definitely trying to turn everybody into Hamas sympathizers at this point. And no, that is nowhere near the truth.
Right. Well, you know, it is a very complicated situation. In the second part of the program, we'll get into a little bit more, and we'll talk about a little more scripture and just give you a feel out there as a Christian. Where should you stand with Israel? I know that they don't believe mostly in God, but you got to understand the prophecies. And, you know, just like in your own life, you know, maybe you weren't a Christian and then you became one. And then maybe sometimes you've fallen away and then you come back to the Lord. Well, Israel is just a typical of our own person who comes and goes sometimes, but we need to stand with God all the way, and that time's coming for Israel.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, there is one very, very unique thing about the country Israel, ladies and gentlemen, as well as the people. That is the only entity, the only country that our Lord and Savior, God, has entered into a covenant with. No other country in the world has got that relationship with God except for Israel at this point.
Well, yeah, Mike, and now continuing on, hey, we've got a guest with us today.
Oh, absolutely.
And she's a very nice lady, and we've got to meet her here. Mike, why don't you introduce her today?
Oh, you bet. Well, we're going to be welcoming a political novice for the most part. She's never held an elected office. She is right now challenging the Spokane County Auditor, an incumbent that has been in place for 16 to 20 years now, ladies and gentlemen, and a Democrat to boot. But neither here nor there. I just want to go ahead and serve up Miss Aline Lindstrand to you. So welcome to Christian Conservative Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you betcha. Let's go ahead and dive right in here. A little bit about who Aline is and how did you come to the Lord, Aline?
It's a great story. I was 8 years old, and at 8 years of age, for the last 2 years, but prior to that, I had the same Sunday school teacher. She had a very simple story that she frequently told us about. There were four colors of hearts. There was a black, a red, a white, and a gold heart. And as she described it, the black heart was the one that was was filled with sin. And when one believed in Jesus, you had the red heart covered by the blood that he shed on the cross. The white heart was the one that became purified from that blood. And eventually you would have a gold heart in heaven when you were sanctified. And even at that tender age, all those words still had meaning for me. I knew what sanctified was. You can learn big words when you're little. And too many people think little children can't understand anything except Disney stories. And that's not true.
Oh, you bet.
So when a school chum of my brother's, 2 years older than I was, died in a cave-in on the side of a hill over in Spring Hill, down off Monroe, it hit me like a ton of bricks. What if I died today, tonight, in my sleep? I didn't know. It didn't really, it was one of those uncertain things that as a child you think of life is not certain.
Right.
And my mother was the one who gave me very accurate information. And that was that day when I had realized I was very upset, but I wanted to know where I was going to go if I died.
Uh-huh.
That was it when I was eight. I believed.
Well, since then, when you gave your life to Jesus, I kind of read a little bit of your biography here. But, you know, you got affected by Bible teaching in a big way.
Absolutely.
How has Bible teaching caused you to grow?
Oh, my gosh. It's the only way to grow. I have to say that there are times when some of us sort of kind of fall away, or we're busy, or we're too busy. But about 25 or so years ago, I had some changes in my life where God had moved me and my husband out of Spokane. And that's when I got serious. I was away from family, from friends, from any support. And I thought, okay, time to get serious. You know, you believe in God, you believe in Jesus Christ. But now this was the first time I really believe in my life that I understood the application of faith, stepping out in faith with no safety net. And so from that time on, I have maintained very strong Bible study, because there is no growth, in my opinion, without it. It's all emotion or somebody's opinion. You got to have good information.
Absolutely. I'll tell you. Well, you know, I kind of am remiss because I use the word a political novice. And you, really, Aline, you're not that much of a political novice. I mean, you've got a hand in a whole lot of different things that are all liberty and freedom minded. Liberty and freedom related here. We're talking about a member of the local county Citizens Alliance for Property Rights, for instance. You've been an election observer for years and years. You've even developed for anybody who is interested useful, helpful hints and tips with regard to what you need to do, what you need to think about when you're thinking about candidates, what you need to be doing when you're actually marking your ballot, some of the do's and don'ts. And that's very, very cool. And I'll tell you something, Aline, you know, we were right up against the break right now. So when we come back from the break, we're going to let you loose. Okay.
Thank you.
You betcha. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, we will be back in just a couple of minutes. Welcome back from the break, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for rejoining Pastor Bob and myself, Spokane City Councilman Mike Fagan, on today's segment of Christian Conservative Radio. Tell you something, folks, you know, once again, this show is all about leading to Christ, leading people to Christ first. But I'm telling you something, folks. You know, now as a Christian, what are you going to do in your community? What is it that you're going to do to help out in the political process? Well, I'll tell you, folks, you know, that is part of the reason why Pastor Bob and I are here. We are here once again to inspire and motivate you. Get up out of that chair while you got the ability to do so and get reengaged. That's what it's all about. Now, once again, please, by all means, log on, check us out at www.rallyright.org. You can give us a call at 208-987-0005. And I'm going to hand out a little bit of homework, especially to you first-time listeners out there. I'm hoping that we are motivating and inspiring you to some level. And since I said that, what we're going to do is afford you a little bit of a homework assignment, and that is reach out and let your family members, your friends, your congregation members, your coworkers know that Pastor Bob and I are here every Saturday at noon, as well as rebroadcast at 5:30 right here on 106.5 FM, as well as five other affiliate stations here all over Washington State, et cetera. So we are heard very broadly across the whole inland Northwest.
Well, that's pretty neat, Mike. Well, I want to continue back to Ezekiel chapter 37 through 39. And boy, if you get a chance to read those three chapters, It is so unbelievable what the prophecies are, and then it describes exactly what we're going through today here. And in the first session, first part of the program here, we were talking about Israel coming back to being a nation. It was talking about these prophecy of these armies. And it said God would bring the people back. In many days you will be visited. In the latter years you will come into the land of those brought back from the sword and gathered from many peoples on the mountains of Israel, which had long been desolate. Now they're brought out of the nations, and now they all them will dwell safely. You will ascend coming like a storm. Now it goes back to these armies. There is a catastrophic thing and a battle that's coming to Israel. And it says, you will ascend coming like a storm, covering the land of the like a cloud, you and all your troops and many peoples. Right now, it says in the Bible, in the future prophecies, that all nations will be against Israel in the end. And we see this on the news going on every single day. Like Mike was sharing in the first part, you know, they're all defending Hamas instead of Israel right now.
That's right.
You know, they're taking the defense of the Palestinians, and I understand of the loss there. But it's a very complicated situation. But Israel's being condemned, not Hamas, you know. And it's very discouraging. And so, but then these armies will come. And as you read through Ezekiel, those armies, God will make a display and he will destroy them. And finally, the restored Israel, therefore, thus says the Lord God, now I will bring you back the captives of Jacob and have mercy on the whole house of Israel. And I will be jealous for my holy name after they have borne their shame and all their unfaithfulness in which they were unfaithful to me when they dwelt safely in their own land and no one made them afraid. So it does. God tells that they were unfaithful, that they've gone away. When I brought them back from the people and gathered them out of the enemy's lands, and I am hallowed in them in the sight of many nations, then they shall know that I am the Lord their God who sent them into captivity among the nations, but also brought them back to their land and left none of them captive any longer. And I will not hide my face from them anymore, for I shall have poured out my spirit on the house of Israel, says the Lord God. And this is coming here, I believe, in a very short while, that these prophecies will be fulfilled, and you see it taking place right now over there as you watch on your own TV.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, like I said, the media is definitely not depicting the truth here in all of this, folks. So, like I said, you're going to have to scratch a little bit beneath the surface there and do your homework, definitely. Show a little bit of diligence, and you'll definitely get to the truth. Now, we do have a special guest in the studio with us. She just experienced her first primary election. And before we go ahead and return to that interview, I do want to share some statistical information with you folks with regard to a couple of the Christian conservative leaders we've had on over the last 3 to 4 weeks, let you know where they landed in this primary election here in Washington State. But before we do that, I just want to give you a little bit of an idea. In Spokane County alone, we have a little bit more than 281,000 registered voters. Now, in Spokane County, we sport a population of just over 500,000 people. We've got 281,000 that are registered, and out of the 281,000, we've got a total ballots cast of 91,843, ladies and gentlemen. That's only 32%. 32%. That is really sad, folks. But moving along, and again, another reason for the show, we're trying to motivate and inspire you Christians to get back involved. And, you know, we're hoping that we're going to be somewhat successful here. Because I'll tell you, a couple of the folks that we served up to you here a short while ago, one in particular, Mr. Clint Didier. A couple of weeks ago, we had him on. He is running in the 4th Congressional District, which is right there in central Washington. All of the agricultural area that we've got in Washington State, for the most part, the field of candidates was numbering at 12 opponents for this guy, all right? And Clint Didier pulled it out. He went over and above everybody else out of a field of 12 candidates and pulled polled 30% of the vote. He's definitely the top vote getter. And don't forget, big difference between state of Washington and Idaho. Here in the state of Washington, the primary basically weeds out the top two. It doesn't matter if you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, Libertarian, top two go to the general. So, you know, you're obviously going to have R's and D's running against each other's, R's and R's running against each other, et cetera, and so forth. Now, moving along here, not only did we have some success with Mr. Clint Didier, but also you heard from Bob McCaslin Jr. This guy is definitely a political novice, and you probably recall that name. You can associate it to the fact that he is a kindergarten teacher, no political affiliation or experience, other than, you know, he was involved in the city of Spokane Valley's plan commission for about a year's time. Well, we featured him on the show here today, and he was in a three-way race, and I'll tell you something, he pulled out in front with 44% of the vote. And I'll tell you something else, folks, the actual incumbent who was appointed to that particular state rep position is out altogether. It looks like the two opponents that he had in Diana Wilhite and Bob McCaslin Jr. are moving to or forward to the general election. And then finally, the other gentleman that we featured on the show here, Mr. Tim Benn. He is definitely in a little bit of a hot spot here, folks. The current incumbent, Marcus Riccelli, Democrat, and don't forget, the city of Spokane or 3rd Legislative District has been held by the Democrats forever. Now we've got Tim Benn, Republican, Christian conservative leader in there. We're talking about a percentage point spread here of 57 to 34. And I'll tell you something, Tim Benn is just getting started when it comes to the campaign situation. So we're hoping and praying for all the best for him. So let's go ahead and drag Aline back into this conversation here. You know, Aline, one of the other things with regard to your political background, you are also a PCO. So you are involved as a PCO. Tell us your experience and as a PCO, and what is it that you do?
As a PCO, I've been a PCO for two terms. I believe that when you look at the information on the website of what a PCO is supposed to do, it's to help not only get to know your neighbors better, but to help inform them mm-hmm. of candidates, of issues, all those things and concerns that we will be voting on, hopefully that they can have good information.
Sure, you bet. And, you know, I would imagine just like an elected person or somebody that's running for elected office, you knock on your neighbor's door and you're basically putting a finger on the pulse of what is important to them.
I do ask those questions.
Oh,
yes.
You betcha.
And Micah, she's in the primary, was just over here, and she came in second place here running for auditor. What made you run for auditor, and where do you feel about that, and how are you doing?
I think I'm doing very well. If I can do what I did with my small team, and I'm working on a plan to increase that, I think that it will be what I need to do in order to win. I am running to win.
That's mm-hmm. right. Well, you know, I'll tell you, one thing is also important, whether you win or whether you lose, and I've had this a lot over in Idaho. Some people have run the first time and then won the second time and won, you know, and things like that. But the one thing you have is a voice, though, you know, and it's important for a Christian. If you don't be defeated, get out there to win, you know?
Yeah, you bet. I mean, if for no other reason, you are serving up a choice to the people.
Yes.
You know, that way we're not looking at a one-way street.
Right. But it gives you a voice out there, Aline. And I just, it's such a blessing to have you on the show here. And what do you think's going on in Washington? What do you think's going on in the county of Spokane or the inland part of Spokane here? What do you feel's wrong and what can be changed?
I believe there's a lot wrong. Let me just highlight a couple of things. One is that as an elected official, no one should be there till retirement. It's just plain wrong. If the people will not vote and term limit them, the elected officials, then I believe the ethical end of things, you would term limit yourself. Mm-hmm. I just think a good turnover of elected officials is good for the realm of politics in general. With 16 years, that's four terms. She's looking for a fifth term. That's not why I ran. I've been election observer for 5 years. I have been doing a one-team voter education series all by myself with a little bit of help. I've reached thousands. I would love to reach a couple hundred thousands. People love my message about how our ballots are processed. Nobody knows unless I tell them.
You bet.
And I think this should be public, and I think it should be done in public service announcements, Channel 5 programming, adult education courses at the local college quarterly. There's so many ways. I've done this for free on my own dime and time for 4 years. This is the auditor's responsibility she is not doing.
Well, Pastor Bob, we're stuck in a little bit of a dilemma here because we got too much show and not enough time. That being said, Aline, would you close us out in prayer today?
I would be honored. Thank you. Father God, we are so grateful for who and what you are. We just pray that our thoughts, our words, and actions will always please you and glorify you. We just pray for freedom protecting actions from all of us, and energize and encourage those who are aware but not quite active. There's so many ways to be so, because along with the greatest gift you gave us of Jesus Christ, you also gave us freedom, the freedom to choose, the freedom to be active in the cause of freedom, protecting it in our own community. Raise up those who will be strong leaders with a love for you. We ask this in your son's name. Amen.
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 And with that, ladies and gentlemen, as we head on out the door, again, please feel free, give us a call, 208-987-0005. Once again, 208-987-0005. Log on and check us out. Send us an email. Tell us that you like us. www.rallyright.org. We're out of here, folks. We'll be back at you again next Saturday. Bye-bye.